Well, some changes from the Illinois Department of Public Health, the IHSA, yesterday as far as attendance at outdoor sporting events, football, soccer included. Initially, they said, oh, you can have 50 fans there just like basketball. But I think there was enough blowback from parents and schools and members of the legislature. Say, hey, do you not realize how many players are on a football team, how many parents that is? So they've changed that, and now it's actually the same as the professional sports, where there's Peoria Chiefs, Cubs, White Sox, 20% capacity of your stadium. Joining us to talk more about it this morning is the athletic director at Galesburg High School, Eric Matthews. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Very good. I know you've been, just slightly busy as of late.
Yeah, we were just kind of talking about that. It's we're coming to the end of basketball, which has been every Tuesday, Friday, Saturday for 5 weeks.
And some other scattered games. Like we had a four-game week last week.
Yeah, we were able to, which is good. We were able to pick up a game here last week for the girls, and then we had a couple games early on for the girls. But, yeah, it's been a whirlwind, jam-packed, and as we've come to the end of this season, we have now since started. Boys soccer started last week. Boys football started last week. Volleyball started this week. So now we have started the overlying of one season to a next with the overlap and trying to make that work with the kids that are doing both of those sports, whether it's, you know, basketball and football, basketball and volleyball, and trying to figure out where everybody's going to practice, what time they're going to practice, and how we're all going to make this thing fit.
Yeah. Well, and then, of course, you know, like the, I don't know what they call them, the non-contact days.
Yes.
Baseball workouts, track and field workouts. And so you just keep adding to it.
Yeah, baseball and softball have been going. Yeah. Track have been and been doing some things. Honestly, Mother Nature has been great here lately. People have been outside. Baseball is actually, I was at their open gym, I'll call it that, last night. And I mean, the field is ready, and they're out on the field, and they're taking ground balls, and they're doing everything outside. So we've been really blessed because it looks like we might be getting the rain coming here sometime this week, which we need some, but not too much where we would have to revert everything back inside and be on top of each other and try to get through with all those sports in a 24-hour day.
Well, you talked about scheduling for practices and whatnot. Also, yes, the cheerleaders have been working out as well. They've done competitions. And I think after a couple of our home Saturday night games, as we're tearing down our equipment, the cheerleaders are getting ready for their practices as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's happened a couple times. They would come in after our games on Saturdays, you know, 9:15. They would come in, set their mat up, and to get ready for their virtual cheer competition on Sunday so that they, when they come in, they're able to do that. So yeah, we've, even though we're finishing one group, another group is coming in pretty much at all time of the hours to prepare for their next day of whether it's practice or competition.
All right, Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. Well, some good news yesterday from the IHSA, from the Illinois Department of Public Health and the Illinois High School Association. Initially, they had said, well, same as indoor sports, we're going to allow 50 fans. And, you know, the bad thing for people in your position is that you kind of get blamed for something that's not your fault. And you were able to get some parents and some grandparents in for basketball, which was great, within that 50. But initially they said for these outdoor sports, and you know, talking football, soccer, whatever, that, hey, yeah, we're going to allow 50 fans again. Well, in that case, that doesn't even cover one parent for every player, between, each level of the sport. It's like, well, you're not going to be able to get two parents in. And I know we had talked off the air about, you said right when that announcement came that, Quincy's athletic director had made a decision. It's like, okay, well, what we're going to do, senior parents only. And of course, there was a lot of blowback to him. It's not his fault though. Same in your, but we got good news yesterday.
Yeah. Really the best, besides the news coming out, really, it was at least we got this information yesterday as opposed to 2 days before.
Right.
Because unfortunately, we tend to get information like Friday before something that happens on Monday here lately. So at least the timing of the information was more doable so that we can plan. So they came out yesterday around 11:30, and basically, you know, where we can be at 20% of the capacity outside for soccer and for football. So it was actually one of those things. I had gone out the week before and actually went around and counted up how many seats, bleacher seats only, that I felt like I could comfortably come up with, and doing 20% of that. So we're, you know, we're roughly 475 to 500 is what we could probably do. That doesn't include standing. That doesn't include people that sometimes sit on the grass areas. So we're trying to have a nice consistent number, because, as you mentioned, we have football players at football games, and we have cheerleaders that we're going to be able to have outside, and we're going to have the cadets that are going to be able to be outside. And I've talked to Mr. Impey, the band director, about what they would be able to do for a home football game. So we're trying to make sure that we're trying to take care of the participants that are going to be there for a Friday night game, I guess, so, is the best way to put it.
Yeah, so looking at that number, 450, 475, whatever, that goes quickly when you're looking at parents of just football, then you had cheerleading, then you had cadets, and you had band. That, you know, so it's you're not going to be able to do much more, if any. Yeah.
Ballpark, that pretty much takes care of the 20%, because we have a large number out for football. We have a decent amount out for cheerleading and cadets, and our band is around 100 plus the color guard. So that is we kind of hit that number pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay, because at the end of the day, it's trying to make sure that whoever's in the stadium as a participant, that they have someone there to be able to see them in it. And I know we only have three home games, but at the end of the day, three's better than none. You know, we're going to, you know, cross our fingers and make sure, and hopefully we get them all in. And we're trying to put a game plan together to figure out now different things, because, okay, here's the thing. Now we got to make sure that we're properly social distancing while we're in the stadium, and just trying to brainstorm, you know, different ways on how we can do that. We have a meeting, a Zoom meeting set up Thursday with the other Western Big Six schools to kind of, because we've been texting back and forth, is, okay, what does this mean for soccer? How's this going to work for football? You know, with where spectators are going to sit, where and how our players will stand on the sidelines, home and away, how we're going to do soccer. You know, soccer, you know, traditionally wouldn't have that many people, but we're trying to come up with some consistencies amongst the other schools, and so we can kind of put a press release together that here's our guidelines moving forward, whether it's a home or away event within the conference. Because kind of like we did for basketball, once we got going, obviously no visiting fans were going to be able to come because of the 50. So once we kind of set that and got the season going, people kind of fell into place on that. You know, and one good thing that we're going to be able to do is we did get the NFHS camera installed out there a while ago. So we will be able to stream games from the stadium, whether it's soccer or football. And if you've already went on and purchased an account for basketball, if you did the yearly, you're good to go. If you only did the monthly, then you're probably another month and a half, and we'll get through the season, because we'll be done kind of at the end of April is when we're done.
Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. And again, no, 20%'s not the best case scenario, but it's a whole lot better than 50 people. And, you know, again, it worked out as well as it could with basketball with the 50 people. So at this point, this is for the upcoming outdoor, the fall sports that are happening in the spring for football, soccer. Is this, are you expecting it to be continued for baseball, softball, track and field as well?
Well, great question. As I spoke to someone yesterday, I mean, that's what they want. You know, it was kind of leading into that. And as I said, well, I haven't gotten there yet. Let's kind of slow down a little bit, because we got to get, you know, I call them spring sports, really. And then we've got spring/summer is what I keep calling them. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think every school is going to be a little bit different. Some schools play baseball and softball at public parks and recs, so I don't know how they'll be able to do that or even manage those individuals that are coming up to watch the game. Kind of like in the fall, cross country was at Lake Story. You know, they had the, you know, 50 limit kind of there, but at the same time, there's no way to manage that. We just kind of asked people, make sure you wear a mask and social distance, and it seemed to go okay. You know, for that season, I don't know. I guess, you know, trying to figure out if we're talking about a baseball game, what is 20% out at Sunberg Field? Like, I don't know.
How many people could you fit around the field? How
about
1,500?
So,
And such a unique situation with track and field for us as well because of the shot put and discus being at the old track. Like, okay, well, how many people can you fit on that field? Or what? You're not in the stadium now, so
And track will, well, everything's looked different, but track will be different this year just because we're not doing invitationals. We're not doing big meets. We're going to do duels, boys and girls duels. So I think that format will change it a little bit, but you're right, 100%. You know, shot and disc are outside the stadium. We don't have enough manpower or any way to police how we would do that besides being courteous with people to try to have them make sure they're respecting the rules and regulations that we're trying to follow. In the stadium is more different because you can kind of manage that and control that. But, yeah, I don't know. It's a head-scratcher. And as we've played this game long enough this year, we have found out things change periodically and quickly. So who's to say something's not going to change again? Maybe it's 50%. Maybe it's, you know, there could be another number coming. I don't know. And we may not know for a while. You know, those sports get going April 5th. So you say that, man, they're going to be here pretty soon.
Well, and we're talking specifically the outdoor sports because, okay, you have volleyball getting ready to get started. You're indoors where the same rules, though, 50 people, right?
And I think that's one thing that people need to understand is when they've heard this information going out, it does not include indoor.
Right.
So indoor, we're still going to operate kind of what we've done here where we've had 50 come in potentially for each level. You know, with volleyball coming up, we'll have freshman games typically at 5, then 6 for sophomores and varsity for 7. So we're going to kind of roll with the same format we've had. It seemed to work pretty good. We had to do a little reteaching and learning at the beginning of all of those things because people just hadn't been for so long to an athletic event. So it was making sure that we're following the rules and regulations that we got to make sure we follow. But here towards the end, I think people have found their groove and they know where they like to sit and they're, you know, the parties that are around them, making sure that we're social distancing. So it's much better towards the end, and we'll kind of just carry that right over into volleyball as we get you know, March 16th is that. So
next actually a week from today.
Well, soccer actually starts Wednesday at Washington, and then we played Abington Saturday, and their field isn't going to be ready to play a soccer game, so we have now taken over the hosting responsibilities for Saturday. So we've kind of thrown into the fire here a little quicker than I had expected. But
so basketball and soccer on Saturday.
And conference swimming and diving and conference bowling. So I figured instead of having multiple days.
What else can we do?
We'll put it all in one day.
How many sports can we have in one day?
Which is actually kind of normal as a normal fall day, if you think about it. You know, in the fall we would have probably a lower level freshman or a football game, volleyball, cross country was somewhere, golf was playing, and swimming was going on. So it's kind of deja vu.
Volleyball, I'm guessing at least to start field house still.
I'll just go ahead and say we're going to be in the field house all season.
Okay.
There was some thought that we might be able to get back into field, but as construction has gone along really well, they've been able to tackle the locker rooms and do some things in there. And then last night at the board meeting, they approved to do some more updating in the locker room. So when we come back in August, the locker rooms will be all brand new, just like a lot of the building. So it was kind of, if we're going to do it, now's the time to do it because of what we have on site. So we will just be able to play in the field house, and we'll have that consistency, and that's where we're going to be, and we're going to just roll with it. We're going to make the best of it, just kind of like we did for basketball. And it's you know, it's not as bad as people think. The good thing is we have a place to play at home,
right,
as opposed to maybe having to play everything on the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. Eric Matthews, Galesburg High School Athletic Director, joining us here this morning. Well, good news. There is going to be more fans allowed for the outdoor sports. Indoor still with volleyball, swimming, whatever the case may be, still just the 50. And as basketball wraps up, same thing. But as of right now, football, soccer, which gets underway tomorrow, 20% capacity. And I think the good thing, when you and I had talked the other night before the game, that – you know, why? How was it fair that they had announced, it's like, okay, Peoria Chiefs are going to be able to have 20% of their capacity, and then the Cubs and White Sox. Well, what's the difference between professional sports and high school sports? And then I think they finally got the message.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of support out in the media world, and there was some petitions floating around. A lot of people had signed to get that. You know, they originally asked for 25%, and I think they probably asked for 25, hoping that they would get 20, to be honest. So I think it was probably something that was going to happen. It just maybe took a little bit of a nudge to get that going with, you know, some of the stadiums that are in the state for high school football are enormous. And, I mean, even just ours in general, you know, having 50 people there, I mean, that's
– oh.
You know, it was almost to the point, if we had to do that, I didn't even know if I would allow fans, because it becomes to the point, how do you get to determine who gets to come and who doesn't? And how do you do that fairly and equitably? And I didn't feel like that's a road we wanted to go down. And we can stream the game. So crisis averted. So we're going to be able to get those participants, whether it's mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, however they view it, you know, because we're looking at having two tickets per kid, kind of being consistent with it, and going with it that way.
Yeah, and it's, well, again, better than what it was a few days ago, and that's the good news. And my goodness, it's all coming together at once.
Yeah, it's amazing that, as we kind of just we talked about early on, like basketball is, like, that's been 5 weeks. That seemed like it just started.
Yeah.
And now we're coming to that, and now we're gonna hit the ground running with volleyball next week, soccer this week. You know, football's going to Geneseo on the 19th. So it is, you know, Coach Walsh and I were talking about the other day, you know, once this starts, it's going to be a blur, because, I mean, six games, shorter season, and it's just going to be boom, boom, boom on top of, you know, the underlining of all the other things that we got going on. There's so much going on in a small window and location wise that the days are just gonna blow by.
Yeah. Speaking of, we'll get Coach Wash in at some point next week. Talked to him the other night. He'll be in with us at some point next week ahead of the first game of the football season. So, yep, all coming together. Eric, I appreciate everything you've done for us, and being able to get us set up in the field house under, you know, just the different conditions. I mean, and the extra work for you and your staff to have people like us in there with the table, stuff that you don't have to do in field. We just go up and set up our equipment. We have to have tables and chairs and everything. So
yeah, and it's kind of, you know, at the beginning of the process, it was, what do you guys need? And then here by the end, it's just become the norm. We make sure that we have this, you know, for you and then for Brad when you guys come in, so that you can come in and sit down and get going and not have to worry about where things are at and how things are going to work. So it just took a little time. Yeah, it's a lot more work for everybody, you know, whether it's the coaches or myself or the custodians coming over. You know, we've got student volunteers helping, cleaning things, you know, and so we've kind of learned as we've gone along. I guess the only thing that I ask moving forward for the listeners out there is be patient. We've never done this before going outside, so it's going to be a learning curve for us. There will probably be things that I think will work, and then they might not, and then there might be things that there's no way this is going to work, and it will. So I just, as in the athletic world, just be patient with us, and then when you're there, wear mask, socially distance, just do those things, because we would hate to take a step back.
Yeah. You
know, and I don't want that for anything. And I know people are starving for that entertainment and to see the kids out there and the cheerleaders and the band. And I get it. We all are, you know, the kids especially. So we need to make sure that we're working together so that we're not having to take a step back as we're trying to move forward.
Again, not the fault of athletic director, the rest of the administration, coaches. If you want to put your two cents in, contact. I would say the ISSA. It's really not even necessarily them. It's coming from the Illinois Department of Public Health. And the IHSA and the Illinois State Board of Education are kind of following their guidelines. So that's where you voice your complaints.
Yep.
Eric, go ahead.
And we've had people, you know, and we've had side conversations with people, and they're frustrated just as we are. But you know, we listen to those concerns and we try to guide them on things that the rules and regulations that we have to follow. So that's the guidance that we're given, and that's the guidance that we're going to follow.
Eric, thanks so much again for all you've done for us, and appreciate all the work you guys are doing, and we're just happy to be able to, for the kids, number one, and to be able to at least have some parents be able to see their kids, whatever they're participating in.
Yep, I would agree.
All right, Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you.